Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Lamu Nights by Octopizzo. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Now, Kenya's Octopizzo released a 10-track album titled Lamu Nights on October 26th, 2022 under Octopizzo Music, and I was really intrigued by what it would bring. When you look at the cover, Octopizzo is just chilling there. It looks like he's just wearing, I don't know, like chill clothes where you just wear at home or something. And then the Lamu Nights is actually like a part of it is spelt with lingerie that's hanging from the clothesline. I mean, bruh, what's going on here? When I started listening to the album, it was nice and smooth, you know, like Vacation, which is the song that kicks off Lamu Nights, and it's with Lisa Odoonoa. Man, so smooth. And vocally, I mean, Lisa was out of this world. Octopizzo gave us that kind of style where, you know, he plays with his vocal here and there, and it doesn't really sort of seem like he would do such a thing, but he always likes to randomize his own delivery. And sometimes he's like rapping, and then he just adds a little bit of melody and cadence to it, and it switches the whole style. And even if he's not like a vocalist, and you can tell, it still sounds fire. And same thing when I went to song number two, which is Moaning with Wendy K. Ooh, damn. This is like proper like bedroom music just before you knock some boots or whatever. So the more I listened to Lamu Nights, I'm like, yo, this is straight up like love relationships, you know, smooth operator type realm for the music. Like, it's nice and slow, it's chilled. There's R&B in there, there's Afro beats in there. That's how it felt for pretty much the whole album. There's only two songs which are outright like, I'll be like, yeah, this is Octopizzo. Like No Signal with Brooklyn Boys and Ziggy Zaga. Like, yeah, that's Octopizzo, the Octopizzo I was expecting. The Octopizzo I got reminded me of what's his name? Olamide. It reminded me of Olamide. Now, Olamide was, you know, I wouldn't say he was an outright rapper, you know what I mean? But he was hardcore, he was gangster, he had something about him which was like, okay, he's that guy. And then he rebranded completely when you think of albums like Carpe Diem and UI Scooty. That's a different Olamide. He just swished it up. And it really feels like Octopizzo channeled almost like his inner Olamide, and he also channeled, like, you know, Wizkid on Made in Lagos, that different type of Afro beats that has got those almost like R&B influences, but it doesn't really go all the way. Man, I don't know what Octopizzo has just done on Lamu Nights, but this album, you need to really listen to it, and you're going to see a whole different side to him. I think when I just from tracks one to track 10, honestly, it's a no skips album. You can play the whole thing and you'd be like, wow, this guy is good. The other awesome side to this album is everybody who is featured on this album really, really showed up. So like I mentioned, Lisa Odoonoa, Wendy K, Nade, who's a neo soul singer. First time hearing about Nade, she's really, really good. And this is the song with, I think, the third most plays on the album. There's Jivu. Jivu also dropped I think it's a 6-track EP with Maga. I'm gonna review that sometime. Tito Wagitomo, Okello Max, Costa Ojuang, Brooklyn Boys. Man, this album is stacked, and all of them gave a brilliant account of themselves. And like I mentioned earlier, he has something different about him in his delivery. He tries different things and he executes them without actually compromising his own style. And he does that a lot anyway, but on this album, it had to be right, it had to be precise, and it had to be measured. Wow. This album is probably the best album from Octopizzo that I've heard. Personally, I would totally give it a 9 out of 10. Definitely worth listening to. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.